The ideals of manhood are changing. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Scott Meltzer, professor of sociology at Albion College, discusses four groups that are reclaiming their identity in disparate ways.
Manhood intersects with other statuses and identities, and like gender more broadly, is in flux. However, to meet American manhood ideals and access the power and privilege they unlock, men must demonstrate mastery and control over their bodies and achieve a sense of status and identity from their work. Yet no man can always be in full control of himself, physically and financially. If we set men up to fail, what are the consequences for them, families and communities, and our society when they inevitably do? My research of four groups of men, members of a garage fighting club, an online club that attracts men hoping to improve their sexual performance and size, unemployed men, and stay-at-home dads, indicates that men respond in four ways when their sense of manhood is threatened. First, many unemployed men and those feeling sexually inadequate internalize their perceived failure. They can suffer from anxiety, isolation, depression, body dysmorphic disorder, thoughts of suicide, and more. Second, fighting as adults helps some men exercise their boyhood experiences of intimidation and bullying, repairing and restoring their masculine selves by directly confronting their perceived flaws, physical weakness, passivity, and loss of control over their bodies. Third, men sometimes escape to the realm of fantasy to compensate and restore their lost sense of control and reality. In extreme cases, mass shooters use murderous violence to compensate for their inability to gain women's sexual interest. Fourth, some stay-at-home dads view their unpaid care work as the ultimate demonstration of manhood. Leaving their careers to raise their kids is the most responsible and manly thing they think they can do. They reject and redefine what it means to be a man. New, more egalitarian, and attainable manhood ideals now compete with older ones, offering the possibility of reducing the all-too-common toxic emotions and responses that accompany failed manhood.
That was Scott Meltzer of Albion College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.